Oh, hi there. I'm Bob the Tomato. Come on over to my house. Welcome to my house. It's the one up on the hill. It's the place I cook my dinners, take my baths, and pay my bills. It's the place that I get letters from kids like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Every day we get a letter, gotta make the problem better.
Do you like my yellow sweater?
VeggieTales.
You've seen us on DVD.
But now at last we're on TV.
From Portland to Schenectady.
It's VeggieTales.
Is that sweater itchy?
No.
When it shrinks, I call dibs. Hi, kids, and welcome to VeggieTales.
On TV.
On TV. That's right, Larry. We're waiting for the mail to come so we can start the show. There it is now.
Mail, here is your mail. It's here in my bag, not in bucket or pail. I bring it through hailstorm or blizzard or gale, for I am the man who delivers your mail.
Can we have the letter?
Oh, yeah. It's right here. I'll just put it through the mail slot.
Just hand it to me over the door.
No, I can get this. Until next time, enjoy your mail!
What's it say, Bob?
Almost forgot. You got a package.
Thanks, Jimmy. It finally came! It's here! It's here!
What's here, Larry?
I'll show you in a second. Read the letter.
All right. It says, Dear Bob and Larry, my friend Anne told me a secret about my other friend Sally, so I told Bethany. Bethany told her friend Chris, and now everybody knows about it. Then I found out the secret may not be true, and I'm afraid Sally's feelings could get hurt. It's all turned into a big mess. What should I do? Signed, Catherine from San Francisco. Well, Catherine, that's a very good question. When we...
Catherine's problems are solved!
What's that, Larry?
It's a mind-reading helmet. Now, whenever you hear a story about someone, you won't have to worry about whether it's true or not. You can just read their mind and know for sure.
Larry, no one can read anyone else's mind.
I know that, Bob. That's why I bought this helmet. Go ahead, think of something. Nope, not getting anything. Try harder.
Larry, that isn't going to...
I know. Kids, concentrate really hard, and I'll tell you what you're thinking. Concentrate. Concentrate. No, getting nothing. Must need batteries.
Catherine, spreading rumors can create lots of problems, so be careful about repeating what you hear, because it may not be true. But I think if you watch this, you'll see a way to solve your problem.
Hey, I knew you were going to say that!
No, you didn't.
And that! This thing's amazing!
Ah! It's another space alien! Oh, it's the Milk Money Bandit. We've been looking for you for months. Thanks, Larry boy.
Well done, Master Larry. Splendid job.
Why, thank you, Alfred. It was pretty good, wasn't it?
Bumblyburg should be proud.
Next time, though, try to remember to release the criminal from your super suction ear, turn your head left, and snap your neck down.
Ah, yes. That's why I couldn't get rid of him. But besides that, I was super!
What? What happened?
Nothing.
That's exactly what Harold told me. Yes, but guess what I heard about Ethel? Do so long for that. Did you hear something? Anyway, did I tell you about Wanda's cousin?
If any more space aliens want to fall into Bumblyburg, I'm ready for you, too.
Mr. Alfred, would you like to stay and watch?
Oh, that sounds like fun, but I'm a bit winded from my storytelling, so I think I'd better go home and recharge my batteries.
Well, okay. Let's all thank Mr. Alfred for coming today.
Thank you, Mr.
Mr. Alfred.
Remember, tomorrow we're going to learn about rumors, little stories that can hurt.
Did you hear what Mr. Alfred said?
Yeah. He said he had to go home and recharge his batteries. Why would he say that?
I don't know. I've got a toy with rechargeable batteries. It's my robot.
Do you think Mr. Alfred is a...
I don't know.
He talks kind of funny.
And he's kind of stiff. Kind of like my... robot!
Should we tell anybody?
No, we better keep it to ourselves.
Keep what to yourselves?
Who said that?
Hey, over here! The weed! Keep what to yourselves?
You're a talking weed!
I'm a talking weed, you're a talking carrot. Your point was. So come on, tell me what it is you're keeping to yourselves.
It's about Mr. Alfred, but we can't tell you anymore.
Listen, Sprout, did your parents ever teach you to share?
Well, yes, but...
Then share with me. I'm a good friend of Albert's.
Alfred.
Alfred. I ask because I care.
We learned something about Mr. Alfred today.
Yeah? What is it?
Well, we think Mr. Alfred...
Yeah?
...is a robot.
No. He looks so natural. He's a good robot.
You won't tell anybody, will you?
Hey, I'm not like you guys. I got roots. I'm not going anywhere. Your secret stays right here.
Alfred, there's a huge weed in your flower bed. I told it to leave.
Oh, dear. Well, wait till you hear what the mayor has to say.
Hello, Mayor. This is Larry.
Yes. Hello, Larry. Listen, I need you to get Larry Boy.
Yeah, sure.
Tell him we need his help. There are weeds, terrible weeds, popping up all over Bumbleyburg. They are saying very strange things about your friend Alfred. I don't believe them, but some of our citizens are getting worried. What's worse, though? They are ruining the lawns and gardens of our fair city. Larry, if Larry Boy cannot stop them, our property values will plummet. Our homes will be worth nothing. Can you find him?
Don't worry about a thing, Mayor. Help is on the way. Alfred, we've got some gardening to do.
The one about Alfred. A dangerous robot, I'm told. He's got lasers for eyes and the microchip brain. His skin is terribly cold.
We've heard the one about Alfred. It's strange.
Amazing. That's true.
But now that we've heard about Alfred, we'd like to hear more about you.
What? I'm a rumor weed. I'm a rumor weed. A tiny little story is all I need. To make a big mess, I'm a rumor weed.
All right, Alfred, I am executing plan A.
Good luck, Master Lenny.
It starts as a story. Maybe it's true, maybe not. But once you repeat it, it's hard to defeat it. Now look at the mess that you've got. Yeah, Alfred's a robot. Everyone knows the story is all over town. We rumor weeds know how a rumor can grow. Like a big weed in the ground. I'm a rumor weed.
Yes, it's true.
I think we have a problem.
Yes? What's that?
I can't stop this thing!
Oh, dear.
Larry boy, put your super suction ear down by the weed.
What? Why?
I've installed sensors in your plungers that will tell us about the weed's genetic structure.
Alfred, is it working?
Yes, yes, perfect. All right, that's enough, Master Larry. You can come back to the Larry cave now.
I'd love to, Alfred.
But it got me by the ear.
What? You're a big, strong superhero. Surely you can get away from a little weed.
Yeah, you'd think so, but it's kind of strong.
I'm a rumor weed.
Yes, it's true.
I'm a rumor weed. A tiny little stalk is all I need.
You better watch out for the rumor weed.
I'm a rumor weed.
She's a rumor weed.
I'm a rumor weed.
Yeah, rumor weed.
A tiny little story is all I need.
You better watch out for the rumor weed.
A tiny little story is all I need.
Good work, Master Larry. The data is fascinating.
Have you figured out how to stop it?
But it's extraordinary. It's like no plant I've ever seen. It doesn't photosynthesize.
Why do we care if it takes pictures?
No. Photosynthesize. Plants turn sunlight into energy. It's how they grow. Except these weeds don't do that.
Well, where do they get it?
I can't figure it out. They're feeding off something, but I don't know what. These weeds are strong enough to break up sidewalks, smash through brick walls. If we can't stop them, Bumbleyburg will be...
destroyed.
No, careful! That's the satellite! Oh, my goodness!
What?
Look, I had the satellite looking at the surface of Bumbleyburg. See?
Yeah?
When you bumped the control, you told the satellite to look under the ground. Now watch!
They're all connected. Wow! What's that big green thing right under Bumbleyburg?
It could only be one thing! The mother weed! How do you kill a weed? You go to the root! You've got to take out the mother weed! Fortunately, I made some modifications to the Larrymobile that will really come in handy! Remember, Bumbleyburg is counting on you! You can do it!
Are you up to speed?
Yes, I am! Huh? Okay.
It's all part of the plan, Master Larry. Now push the throw button.
It better be good.
I've set coordinates to take you to the sewer system about 50 feet from the weed. Once you break through the tunnel wall, I'll give you more directions.
Roger.
Master Larry, are you in the tunnel?
Alfred!
Master Larry, can you hear me?
Alfred, can you hear me? The radio isn't working.
The sewer walls must be blocking the transmission. That means I can't give him his...
direction! What do I do? What do I do?
What to do? What to do? I must save him!
Alfred!
I'm coming, Master Lenny! Help is on the way! Everyone, listen to me!
It's like I told you. He's got a shiny metal head, just like a robot.
You're right. Stand back, evil robot.
Oh, no. That's my helmet. It keeps my brain safe.
Your robot brain.
No. What?
No.
Don't look at his eyes! They're laser beams!
No! Wait!
I'm warning you! I'm a super... hero.
Face it! You can't stop this weed! Thanks to your friends up there! I'm getting bigger by the minute!
What's going on? What's that thing that has Alfred?
It's a big weed, Dad! Didn't you hear? Mr. Alfred is really a dangerous robot with laser eyes!
What? Who said that?
It's true! He's gonna take over the world!
Now, where did you hear that?
The weed told me! Yeah, isn't that right?
Did you make up this story?
What? I'm a rumor weed. I never make anything up. I heard it from two very reliable sources. Right, kids?
Junior? Laura? Do you have something to tell me?
Oh. Well, we heard Mr. Alfred tell you that he needed to recharge his batteries.
So we thought he must be a robot, right?
Oh, kids, that was a figure of speech.
A what?
Sometimes grown-ups say things that really mean something else. When Mr. Alfred said he needed to recharge his batteries, he really meant that he was tired and needed to go home and rest. That's all.
Oh.
Listen, if you hear something about someone that sounds bad or even just weird, you should ask them about it, or ask your mom or dad. But don't spread rumors.
So Mr. Alfred isn't a robot?
No. Mr. Alfred is a very nice man.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Do you think?
We can save Mr. Alfred by spreading some nice words. Come on!
What? A scary robot?
He's not a robot. He's a nice man who came to our class to tell us stories.
Well, I remember when Alfred helped me out with my dinner party. A scary robot wouldn't do that.
He helped us with our bake sale.
What a nice man.
we thought you were a robot.
We didn't even ask you if it was true.
Oh, I forgive you. I forgive you all. Has anyone seen Letty Boy?
Alfred, somebody told me you were a robot.
Shh.
Is there a flower show?
So, Catherine, be careful about repeating something you hear, because if it's not true, it can cause you a lot of problems. Maybe you should tell Sally what you did, apologize, and then make sure everyone knows the secret isn't true.
I'm thinking that I'm hungry. Hey, I just read my mind. It works.
That doesn't mean it works.
Bob, I thought I was hungry, and I am hungry. What more proof do you need?
See you next time.
Goodbye.